Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr., and with me is Ty St. Julian. Our program today has a kind of a weird title, which I will explain, but the title is called DF is for Dufay. DF is a catalog number in our CD library, and we sort CDs either by the period of the pieces on the CDs, or the name of the composer, or whatever other method would seem normal for the many CDs. We have about 3,000 CDs. Actually, we have about 25 CDs devoted to the music of Guillaume Dufay, and the prefix on those CDs is called DF. For example, we have one CD today, which will be DF010. And just so you know a little bit about Guillaume Dufay, Thais is going to tell us a little about that composer.
Guillaume Dufay was born on the 5th of August, 1397, and died in Cambrai on the 27th of November, and that was in 1474. He was a Franco-Flemish composer and a music theorist of the early Renaissance. Dufay was the most important composer of his time and belonged to the group of composers known as the Burgundian School. He had more influences on music in Europe than any other composer of the 15th century.
Actually, Dufay is the beginning of the Renaissance, and you could say that some of his early music was really medieval and some of his later music was more Renaissance. We're going to listen to a few of his selections, and you can be the judge of that. Our first piece we're going to present is rather short. The name of the piece is Gloria ad modem tubae. And this is the standard text of the Gloria. Gloria in the normal portion of the Mass in the church. It's called ad modem tubae. Modem meaning in the style of, and tubae we think means tubas or something of a brass instrument that would be playing the notes underneath the singing. In this particular performance, under the direction of David Monroe, they are using two countertenors singing the Gloria, and underneath them are two tenor sackbuts. Yes, that's the real name. It has nothing to do with the description of the people playing. The sackbuts are really slide trombones of the Renaissance period, and slide trombones which are rather smaller than the modern-day trombones. It's a piece that we perform many times and one of our favorite pieces, so please enjoy the Gloria ad modem tubae by Guillaume Dufay.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Thank you.
Dufay's Gloria ad modem tube. And again, we had two countertenors and two tenor sackbuts. And obviously, the countertenors were doing the singing and the sackbuts were doing the playing underneath. Turning now to it's a mass that Dufay composed, but he based the mass on, believe it or not, one of his love songs. And I'm going to ask Thais to give us the name of the love song and also a translation.
The piece is a chanson sur la faille pâle. And that means, see my pale face. If my face looks pale, the chief fault lies with love. Indeed, so much pain does it cause that I could drown myself in the sea. As the fair one that I serve well knows, I can neither show joy or live without her.
And for the melody of that love song, before we listen to the mass that he composed, we're going to hear four different arrangements of the melody. First off, the original three-part version, which will be for countertenor, tenor, bass, viol, lute, and harp. Then two keyboard versions from the Buxheimer organ book. Then four-part instrumental version, which is attributed also to Dufay. And that four-part version will include the alto cornet, alto charme, an alto sackbut, and a tenor sackbut.
Thank you.
and that love song played in four versions by Guillaume Dufay, the melody of which he used for the melody of the Mass that he composed by the same name. And we're going to listen to three parts of the Mass, beginning with the Kyrie, followed by the Gloria and the Credo. And again, the David Monroe directing the Early Music Consort of London.
Thank you.
and three parts from the Mass by Guillaume de Faye, Ese Lavasse a Paul. We heard the Kyrie, the Gloria, and the Credo. And that prominent countertenor on top there was James Bowman. He was noted for being very prominent in anything that he sang. Our program today, again, is called DF is for de Faye. DF meaning our catalog number prefix for the music we have by de Faye. And now we're going to listen to five of his love songs, and Thais will give us the names of those love songs.
Vergine bella, se le face est pâle, donne le sang à la fortresse, par le regard de vos beaux yeux, and, at last, réveillons-nous.
So, Coriolani! Thank you.
And the five of the songs of Dufay, performed there by the ensemble Unicorn. We have a few minutes remaining, and we're going to end with an estampé from the same period as Guillaume Dufay. This is called La Quinta, or the fifth estampé royale, and this is performed by the ensemble Loindana. And ending our program with the ensemble Loindana doing the Quinta Estampé Royale. Hope you've enjoyed the music of Dufay, though.
Thank you for joining us today for Music of Dufay. We look forward to having you with us again next week. Stay well.